Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. So many Christmas songs are about a snowy scene by the fireplace. Walking in a winter wonderland, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, let it snow, and many others. But don't pour the hot cocoa just yet. This hour on Harmonia, we're going outside, not into the snow, but to the pastoral and probably warm scene of the Nativity. Plus, beautiful polyphonic choral music from Renaissance Spain from the 2019 Harmonia Mundi recording A Spanish Nativity by Stile Antico.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
We heard the Gloria from the Missa Beata Dei Genitrix Maria, performed by Stile Antico from their 2019 recording, A Spanish Nativity. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. So reads Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 14 in the King James Version of the Bible. This sentence and variations of it have inspired Christmas music since the Middle Ages. Here it is in Gregorian chant or plain chant from the Gospel reading of Luke during Christmas Midnight Mass.
Domitit ut omilitiae celestis.
Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 14, as sung in plain chant. We heard Schola Gregoriana of Cambridge with the choristers of King's College, Cambridge, directed by Mary Berry. Here's the same story, only in a completely different musical expression, the shape note hymn Sherburn, sung by the United Sacred Heart Musical Association. When Shepherds Watch Their Flocks by Night, by hymnodist Daniel Reed, also known as the shape note hymn Sherburn, from a CD called In Sweetest Union Join, a historic recording of the United Sacred Heart Musical Association. Sectarian divisions between Christians defined the Reformation, but ironically, Catholics and Protestants wrote a lot of music on the same topics. Anglican-born English composer Richard Daring converted to Catholicism while in Rome, but much of his music is still used by the Anglican and Episcopalian churches today. In Quem Vidistis Pastores, shepherds are asked, "Who have you seen, shepherds? Speak and tell us, who has appeared on earth?" They answer, "We have seen the newborn child," and a chorus of angels praising the Lord, Alleluia. After that, we'll hear the motet Pastores Loquebantur by Spanish Catholic composer Francisco Guerrero. Like Daring's piece, Guerrero's motet also depicts the Nativity, shepherds finding the baby Jesus in a manger along with Mary and Joseph. Pastores Loquebantur by Spanish Renaissance composer Francisco Guerrero. Before that, we heard Quem Vidistis Pastores by English Tudor composer Richard Deering. The 16 were directed by Harry Christophers in their Coro 2018 release, A Renaissance Christmas. Perhaps the most well-known musical setting of the Nativity is from George Frederick Handel's Lenten oratorio, Messiah. Following the instrumental pastoral pifa, the quick succession of soprano recitative movements, starting with There Were Shepherds, propels the listener towards the choral movement Glory to God.
Thank you.
We heard the Pifa from Handel's Messiah, an instrumental movement sometimes called the Pastoral Symphony, not to be confused with Beethoven's, which is something completely different, followed by the angel recitatives and the chorus Glory to God. The soprano was Kirsten Avemo. Gary Graydon directed St. Jakob's Kammerchor and Rebaroque. You're listening to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back. This hour, we're listening to Christmas music for the Nativity. Handel wasn't alone in his oratorio depiction of the pastoral scene. Johann Sebastian Bach's Christmas oratorio includes a different kind of instrumental pastoral movement. Rather than a string-dominated texture, Bach's pifa-like movement includes the bucolic sound of flutes and double reeds, traverso, oboe d'amore, oboe da caccia, and bassoon, as well as strings. Here's the Sinfonia from Part 2 of Bach's Christmas Oratorio.
Thank you.
The Sinfonia from Part 2 of J.S. Bach's Christmas Oratorio. The Mainz Bach Orchestra was directed by Ralph Otto. Pastoral, pifa, sinfonia, and pieces that celebrate the Nativity were not limited to short movements in large choral orchestral works. Rather, starting with Corelli's Christmas Concerto, many instrumental pieces were inspired by this theme. Mannheim composer Johann Stamitz's Sinfonia Pastorale conveys outdoor elements at both slow and quick paces, a string-focused larghetto, as well as a more sprightly minuetto with horns and oboes.
Thank you.
We heard the Larghetto and Minuetto from the Sinfonia Pastorale in D major by Johann Stamitz. Concerto Köln performed on the recording the Concerto Köln Christmas album. On our featured release this hour, we continue our nativity theme with a 2019 Harmonia Mundi recording by Stile Antico called, appropriately, A Spanish Nativity. Let's begin with Tomás Luis de Victoria's famous setting of the text O Magnum Mysterium. We heard Victoria's O Magnum Mysterium, performed by Stile Antico, from their 2019 recording A Spanish Nativity. The emotional heart of this recording is Alonso Lobo's Missa Beata Dei Genitrix Maria. All five movements of the Mass are featured, interspersed with other works for Christmas and Epiphany from the Spanish Golden Age.
Thank you.
We heard the Sanctus and the Agnus Dei from Alonso Lobo's Missa Beata Dei Genitrix Maria from our featured release this hour, Stile Antico's 2019 recording, A Spanish Nativity. Harmonia is a production of WFIU. Support comes from Early Music America, which strengthens and celebrates early music by supporting the people and organizations that perform, study, and find joy in it. On the web at earlymusicamerica.org. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. Contact us at harmoniaearlymusic.org. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Sarah Hoobs Schilling. Thanks to our studio engineer Michael Pashkash and our production team, Wendy Gillespie, Elizabeth Clark, Luann Johnson, and John Bailey. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.